Yvonne Jones is Director of Strategic Issues at the Government Accountability Office and looking at this telework report. Yvonne, thanks for coming on the program this afternoon. What did you look at specifically? What were you trying to find? Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me. Well, the 2010 Telework Enhancement Report required that GAO assess the extent to which OPM's 2012 Status of Telework Report reported and evaluated the progress of federal executive agencies' telework participation outcomes based on implementing the 2010 Telework Act. And we also looked at some information regarding challenges smaller agencies might have encountered in implementing the Telework Act.
You write, the Small Agency Discussion Group reported telework challenges similar to those expressed by officials from larger agencies. So it sounds like agencies, that size doesn't matter as much. It's more logistical and implementation problems. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that's fair to say. We took a look at some of the smaller agencies because OPM had conducted its own focus groups with officials primarily from the large agencies. But we found that the telework representatives from large and small agencies identified similar challenges such as manager resistance and technology-related challenges. And in addition, officials from small agencies were particularly concerned about office impacts when a teleworking employee had no backup in the workplace, and also about limited funding for information technology to implement telework.
Now, if I detected a theme throughout the work of this report, Yvonne, the theme that I detected was that maybe just the timelines are way too ambitious for what OPM expects the agencies to implement. Because you start out by writing, OPM partially reported on two of the seven reporting requirements, as I mentioned just when we started our conversation. Didn't report agency information for the following for the five remaining. And you write, this is because insufficient time had elapsed for all requirements of the act to be fully implemented, and because agencies appeared to face challenges in measuring outcomes for some non-participation goals. Now, that second part of that isn't a timeline issue, but the first one certainly is.
Well, actually, I should clarify that OPM did not set the timelines for the agencies. The timelines were set in the 2010 Telework Enhancement Act.
Mm-hmm.
But OPM did say that agencies had a range of capacities to respond to the requirements of the Act. And some agencies, they reported that some agencies did have some difficulties in fulfilling the goals of the Act by the time that OPM gathered its data for its report, and they gathered their data in the fall of 2011.
All right. The next one of these will be due in 2014, since it's an annual report.
That's correct.
And so what are you recommending that OPM have ready to go by then?
Well, what we have said that OPM should do, we have actually three recommendations, and we made the recommendations, two of which are focused on OPM's 2014 report, and I should mention that the next report is their 2013 report, which should come out very shortly here in the month of July. But we mentioned that in preparation for the 2014 report, OPM should provide some goal-setting assistance for agencies that are not yet able to report telework goals. We also found that OPM did not collect data on the amount of cost savings resulting from telework, so we recommended that OPM include that kind of information in the 2014 report. And finally, to improve the reliability of data, we recommended that OPM work with others to develop documented agreements and a timetable to complete an automated tracking system for gathering data on telework participation.
Yvonne Jones is Director of Strategic Issues at the Government Accountability Office. I'd like to ask you a little bit about each one of those. The first one, the goal-setting assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, do you believe that that should be timeline-based, or should that be, should there be some other metric in place to make sure that that happens?
Well, we do think that it would be helpful for OPM to find out from the agencies when they could provide this kind of information. We do think that the Congress would benefit from having the information as soon as possible, but some of the information is easier to gather than others. So if the agencies haven't yet developed a methodology for gathering the data, it could take longer for those kind of goals. So we think that it's probably a combination of timeline and also assistance from OPM on the substantive measures.
Okay, you mentioned the cost savings element as the second recommendation, mm-hmm. and you write the report should include the method the agency used to assess or verify the savings. Is it your sense that that data is being collected and just not compiled and presented, or that they're not even looking at that right now?
Well, what OPM reported was that some agencies, only a very few, however, could actually collect and quantify the cost savings information. We think that some agencies have a sense of the information based on what OPM reported, but that a lot more work would need to be done, and the agencies may need some help from OPM in order to develop the kind of methods that would provide reliable cost-saving information.
The third recommendation you mentioned was improving the reliability of data collection, and that sounds, I know it's not exactly supply chain, but that theory sounds like it applies here. Just knowing where the data is coming from and knowing that the data that you're using to set these timetables and so on is really correct and clean. Is that, do I have it there?
Yes. They do need correct and clean information, but what the OPM has noted is that the most efficient and reliable way of collecting the data is through automated time and attendance systems, and they take a while to develop, and so OPM has actually set a goal for 2015 for agencies to set up those kinds of systems. But we felt that OPM needed to get documented agreements with the Chief Human Capital Officers Council, documenting that agencies agree to those kind of systems, and also that they set a very detailed timetable with dates in order to assure itself that it would have the information by the 2015 report.